Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
You know, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you today. The sun's shining, birds are singing. It's a beautiful day in Carbon County.
You know what? It is so nice. The weather has been incredible the last couple of days. And you know what? I can't help but notice that I, for one, have noticed this a lot. Kids are out like crazy. And I don't know if it's because the weather's finally changed, if it's because their summer vacation has felt a lot longer due to the school closures and they're just stir crazy and they're ready to get outdoors, or if it's because, you know, things are starting to slowly happen again. But with more kids outside, I'll tell you right now, we've got a basketball hoop right across the street from our house. My son is constantly out there, which means the neighbor's dog is nonstop going crazy barking at my son. But that's just something that we got to deal with.
You know, I would ask that with these times and with this pandemic going on, that be a little more tolerant of your neighbor. We've been getting a lot of complaints lately about barking dogs in the middle of the day. And, you know, the ordinance really doesn't deal with much in the daytime hours. At nighttime, if it's a dog that barks continually, then you know, you should get law enforcement involved. But a dog that barks at something that just kind of runs by, well, that's a dog being a dog. And I understand we've all been home for months, and we're kind of got a little cabin fever, but we are starting to open things up slowly. And I would just ask that, be a good neighbor, be tolerant of your neighbors. And you know, we also get complaints about kids on dirt bikes and ATVs and UTVs and all that sort of thing. And you know, we have been kind of, we're not allowing them to do anything illegal, but we're being more tolerant from a law enforcement standpoint of the kids getting out and doing more stuff. With that said, it's a good time to bring up, you know, there's a lot of fires going on in our state, and most of them are man-caused from people going out camping, and that's more prominent this year than it's been in years, because that's something that we can do and be COVID compliant. But make sure you're taking care of your campfires and everything's doused before you leave, because it would be a sad day to have your favorite camp spot get burned down.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are trying to get out more and be outdoors. And I feel like it's just been a kind of a combination of everything. We've been indoors for so long and told that we cannot do things. So now that we can, we definitely want to get out as much as possible. And I'll tell you right now, you get up into the mountains and it's still a little bit chilly, so you want to make a fire, but you've got to make sure that you take the proper steps to make sure that it's completely out before you even think about leaving, because that's definitely something that we don't want to get into.
You know, and even if you're going out for a day, a picnic, a little day run up there, throw a shovel in the truck and even a jug of water that's just for the campfire, and you know, douse it with all the water you have and then bury it, and you'll be safe. But it does make a difference. We are in kind of a dry condition. Carbon County is a little better than some places in the state, but some places in the state are actually way below average for where they should be for this time of year. And I've even noticed out on the Wood Ranch, some of the weeds are already brown out there, and they would be a fire hazard if they got lit.
Right.
Well, somehow I caused a fire last year by mowing. I had my lawnmower hit a piece of metal and it got stuck on it, and it was just, the blades were spinning away, throwing sparks, and caused a fire at my house.
It was
a challenge to get it out.
And it can happen so quick. And you know, I know that we're jumping ahead a little bit, but 4th of July is going to be here quick, and that's a whole nother set of fire issues that will need to be addressed eventually. So if we just start keeping in mind now that we are at a fire risk, hopefully we can kind of carry that through the 4th of July holiday.
You know, and with summertime comes the road construction, and so right now, we were talking off air, right now the county roads over in Spring Glen, Kenilworth, in that area doing chip seal. So, you know, be careful around those areas in the next days to come. The county crews will be working there, and then they'll move on, but the rocks will still be there. So slow down a little bit. Respect your fellow travelers and try not to break anybody's windshield out. I think they recommend below 25 miles an hour on those freshly sealed roads.
Right. And that's definitely something that plan ahead, whether it's while they're doing the road construction or after the fact, plan ahead. Make sure you leave a little bit early so that you can get to wherever it is you're going on time. But there's a good chance you're going to be stopped by a flagger. You're going to be stopped and stuck in road construction for a little bit. And then even when it's over, make sure that you're planning ahead so that you are not, you know, rushed to get to wherever it is and you do break a windshield. We don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that. And you definitely don't want to be the person that gets your windshield broken. That's just frustrating. Or your vehicle chipped, you know. I mean, you get the paint chipped and things. So yeah, just leave a little early and know that's happening. And it'll probably be all over before summer's over. This is the time of year they do that sort of thing. And, you know, we're talking, and it's a good time of year to make sure that your address is visible on your home. And that it can be seen at nighttime as well. When the deputies or ambulance or first responders come in an emergency, make sure that they know they're coming to the right place. So have your address somewhere pretty visible, and they'll turn spotlights on at nighttime if there's an emergency somewhere until they find that address. So the deputies will be diligent, but it's nice to have that just right up front and easily seen.
Right, definitely. So. Couple of really good tips to kind of think about and keep in mind. Summer is officially here and we are loving every minute of it. But you know what? While you're out and enjoying the nice weather, whatever activities it is that you're doing, always remember to be safe, take proper precautions no matter what you're doing, because, you know, things can escalate quickly no matter where you're at or what you're doing. So always try to be prepared.
Exactly. And then, you know, with all the stuff going on, make sure you're wearing your helmets in, on your motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs, and that you have your seatbelt on inside the UTV. It's made to keep you inside it. And this weekend is Father's Day weekend, so make sure that you take time out to spend a little quality time with your dad this weekend. Maybe go do a little fishing or something fun. And just be safe out there. We live in a great community. I'm grateful to be in a law enforcement leadership position in this community. I want to thank everybody for all of their support and their thought. We've got a lot of food and letters and emails and phone calls appreciating law enforcement. And, you know, the times we're living in today is a little bit of unrest throughout our country, but we don't seem to see that much here. We live in a great community where everybody respects one another, and it's just, I'm just grateful.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love about our community is whether or not we know someone personally, whether they are our neighbor or our brother, whoever it may be, they put on that badge and they're still that person that cares not just about their direct family or acquaintances, but their entire community. So I love the fact that we do live in such a great place that's always on all of our first responders and law enforcement's mind. And it's just, it's a relief to know that.
You know, and I think that's a blessing of living in a little bit of a rural area, but also Carbon County's known to be very diverse. We have a lot of ethnic backgrounds here. And I just think we're ahead of the curve. I think we have an advantage, and we've got an excellent quality of life here.
Right, exactly. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in so much, giving us updates, tips, keeping us informed on what is going on in the community. It's definitely beneficial information and something that, you know, we know a lot of these things, but it's just nice to have a reminder here and there.
A little reminder, yeah. And you know, I think it's good to let the community know what we're dealing with on a week-to-week basis of, you know, we got this week, it's people. We seem to have a lot of dog complaints. Sometimes it's speeders and sometimes various things, but it takes the community to raise the child. With all of us working together, we can get these little problems solved.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, once again, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And for all of you listening, you can hear this interview in its entirety. Head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Again, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.